All right, start again. So the date today is the 20th of September, 2020. My name is Andrew Small, and I'm a second-year Asian Studies major at Northeastern University in Boston, Massachusetts. And I'm joined today by Erica Knox, a fifth-year history major also at Northeastern. And today we'll be discussing Erica's experience during the COVID-19 pandemic and her opinions on the general state of America and the world at the moment. This interview will be uploaded to the COVID-19 Archive Project as a testimony for those living through the pandemic. Erica, I just wanted to check if you consent to this interview being uploaded and used as a oral history narrative.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that.
All right, awesome. Let's kind of start at the beginning of things. Where were you in mid-March when kind of lockdowns went in place and universities decided to shut down?
So I was in residence assistant on campus at Northeastern. So I was living on campus and I worked for the university. When everything went in, when everything happened in March, mid-March, I was actually in office hours as an RA. When I got the email that we all had to leave campus, which was a lot because yeah. I had residents coming to me, asking what they should do, how they need to get home. Like, I think we had 72 hours to leave at that point. Mm-hmm.
Did Northeastern provide you specifically as an RA, any kind of instruction on how to deal with residents in that situation or?
Not in that situation right away. They didn't, which was a lot to hand on, a lot to give to all the, 250 RAs that had to deal with not only, supporting their communities, but also, going back and, having to find their own way home. My manager, my supervisors were so supportive of everything, I was actually able to leave pretty soon after everything happened, but I had originally planned to stay. because they said we were not going to get kicked out. Mm-hmm. But I had the privilege to be able to go home. I'm not from that far away from Maine. Which was good.
But yeah. So you went back to Maine. Where in Maine did you go back to after?
So I'm from York, Maine, which is an hour and a half, I would say, from Boston. And I just went back to live with my parents, who I hadn't lived with for more than a month or 2 weeks since I think I was 19. Mm-hmm. I'm 22 now. So that was interesting.
Of course. And in terms of where you were in Maine and the state of Maine in general, how severe or kind of intense were the lockdown orders where you were?
Maine had a pretty good, I would say, our governor had a pretty good response to the pandemic at first. We were in lockdown and people weren't allowed in the state. I felt like it was such a different experience though, because I'm so used to being in a city around so many people. And I moved back to I'm not from a rural town. It's a tourist town. So in the winter, it's, 10,000 people. In the summer, it's 30,000. Mm-hmm. I was at home with my parents. We didn't really leave. I went to the grocery store once a week. Because both of my parents are an at-risk population. They're older. They're 62 and 63, mm-hmm. Both with issues. But I feel like I really didn't see anybody for the first couple months that I was home. I would go for walks and come back, and everyone in the grocery store. I think 75 people are allowed in at a time, and it's a huge grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they were pretty effective at first. We watched the head of the Maine CDC every day. He'd come out at 2. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what was that transition to online learning in your experience? How did that feel, kind of changing the everyday way that you went to classes and stuff?
For me, it was very hard. I'm someone that's used to I love school. I love going to class. Mm-hmm. I don't do work at home. I usually like going to a library or just being not where I rest. I also was taking guitar class at Northeastern. So I had to learn how to play the guitar in like a class of 30, like over Zoom, which was pretty hard, but it was fine. Yeah. And I was in the middle of my capstone as well. So I had been doing research at archives that I then didn't have access to, obviously, because everything shut down.
Yeah.
But for the first few months that I was home, like all I did was really like focus on schoolwork, and then I'd like watch TV with my parents. I like watch documentaries and go for walks. I don't know, as things lifted in Maine and I like stopped, like passes stopped, I feel like that was a harder transition. But yeah.
I think the personally I found that the word anxiety has somewhat kind of defined this whole COVID era and the situation in general. Just within the boundaries of what you're comfortable with, did you feel any specific anxieties in the early months, and has that continued at all?
Yeah, I definitely did. So when I first got home, actually, my mom was extremely sick. And she tested negative for COVID, but she got the test on March 14th. And so it was really early on. But she tested positive for like one of, which was still really scary because she, she was sick for about a month and like she'd never had, like if you've never had the, it's really debilitating. And my dad was still going to work. So like I was home and taking care of her, but I was so nervous about getting her sick when I first came home, because once like they said like go home, like I couldn't like quarantine from my parents that much. Like I could and I couldn't. Like I could stay upstairs, but like my mom needed me to like take care of her. Which was different. I felt like I was so nervous about like going anywhere or seeing anybody, or like getting my parents sick. Like even like, I know I have really bad allergies. So like I'd get a sore throat from allergies and be like, oh, like, I should go get tested, or like, is there a way for me to go get tested? Like, I don't want to get you sick. And they would have to calm me down from that and be like, you're fine. Like it's allergies. Like you need to, I don't know. I felt like I needed to focus on other things or like go for a lot of walks that would clear my head.
Yeah.
But like, if I didn't have my parents to calm me down, I feel like I would have just been a nervous wreck all the time.
Yeah, that's understandable. Mm-hmm. So this can actually be kind of our last question, but broadly speaking, just in terms of the kind of state of America and state of the world right now, what do you think, or do you think there will be any kind of permanent changes to our daily life and kind of the structure or social systems that kind of guide our society right now? If there's anything that comes to mind, just in terms of the looking forward to post-pandemic America.
Yeah, I definitely think the pandemic has brought up a lot of issues that this country has like continuously swept under the rug, with having to do like with racial discrepancies in healthcare, or just how this country is set up for, I don't like healthcare in general. I think I'm focused on right now, people's access and like what they can and can't do, and how much of this country is like built for people with money and not like lower income people. But there's also the social aspect of like not being able to go out and do things that we were so used to before. I feel like we're definitely going to change. Like I can't say in the next year or two or five, like being comfortable going into a crowd or like, going, can you imagine going to a concert right now? Or like,
yeah.
I know the movies started opening again, but like I love going to the movies, but I could never do that without having like something at stake behind it.
I don't know. That's an interesting way of putting it.
Yeah. I feel like the way that I am going to act like in public and the way that I see things has definitely shifted from like how I thought back in February, if that makes sense.
But, that does. Yeah. I get that. All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking to me today.
Yeah, great. Thank you.